I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. American women entrepreneurs are doing very well. That's according to a new report out today from the Center for Women's Business Research. It finds that women own at least a 50% stake in nearly half of all privately held businesses in the country. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how much of a gain is this for women owning private businesses?
Well, according to the survey, Alex, women-owned firms are growing at nearly twice the rate of all privately held businesses, 17% versus 9% for businesses overall. And they're not just growing in number, but also in size. Between 1997 and this year, employment at women-owned companies grew at twice the rate of overall businesses, and their revenues jumped 39%. And again, we're talking about privately owned small businesses.
And are there gains in specific industries?
No, the growth is really across the board, although almost half of it is in the service sector. That's retail, finance, insurance, real estate. And the fastest growth is actually in industries that aren't generally considered the traditional areas for women to become entrepreneurs. Great example, the number of women-owned firms in the construction industry jumped 30% from 1997 to this year, 28% in transportation and public utilities, and 24% in agriculture.
Now, when the Center for Women's Business Research studies something like this, does it say that, well, therefore there's some kind of result that businesses are run differently or there's some kind of economic impact because of women's ownership?
Absolutely. For one thing, they're employing more than 19 million workers with payrolls totaling $492 billion, and even more than that with benefits. And Sharon Hadari, the executive director of the center, points out that that's been even throughout the economic downturn.
At a time in this nation's economy when employment is so important and so vital to our economic health, women-owned businesses are making a vital contribution. And we were able, again, for the first time this year, to estimate their spending on compensation and on benefits and saw that that was over $500 billion. So these women are not only providing jobs, they are putting money and benefits into the pockets of their employees.
And she says that more and more women are saying, not only do I want to start a business, but I want to turn that small business into a big business that's going to create economic independence for other people. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at economic incentives for removing settlers from the Gaza Strip.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.